With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. Legislators met at a hearing recently to talk about the state's prison population and a recent report by staff showing a disturbing trend. While the U.S. prison population has decreased over the last few years, New Mexico's is on the rise. The report shows while the nation as a whole saw a 7% decline of people in prison from the years 2009 to 16, our state's inmate count increased by 14%. Senator Cisco McSorley of Albuquerque noted that according to the latest legislative report, the state spends $298 million to care for about 7,300 inmates through the Corrections Department. But neither the state nor the private company that administers inmate health care reveals true costs.
They claim that they're a private company and they don't need to give it to the state. The Corrections Department of the state of New Mexico agrees, so that what we have is this black hole of New Mexico taxpayer money going to the private prisons, and then into, even when they're in a public prison, they're receiving private health care, and we as taxpayers and we as representatives can't find out how much it's costing and how good the treatment is that they're actually receiving.
McSorley and other lawmakers at the Health and Human Services hearing wondered aloud why New Mexico doesn't operate its prisons itself. Human Services Department staff responded that the prison population's needs are specialized and there is a constant turnover of workers in that high-stress environment. 2.5 years ago, the state dumped its previous health care provider after reports of years of medical neglect and dozens of lawsuits by prisoners for inadequate care. The new provider, Centurion, has also faced fines for key vacancies, including pharmacists, nurse practitioners, and the medical director. With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.